Go ahead.
All right. Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and we are here for our bonus call for the insulin resistance practitioner training. And I am really thrilled to have here to speak to us tonight my dear friend, Nina Price. And I want to tell you a little bit about Nina because she's got a very unique background. I mean, we don't see a lot of people in her background doing what she's now doing. Nina started out in corporate. She was a marketing exec and working for Silicon Valley, and she just got burned out of it. It wasn't what she wanted to be doing anymore. She got an MBA from the University of Michigan, and it just wasn't just like, you know when you're just doing something and it's just not jazzing you, it's not juicing you? So she decided to leave her job as an exec in Silicon Valley and go back to acupuncture school. So now she is a business wellness coach and a licensed acupuncturist. She actively sees people. She needles people. She takes her needles wherever she goes, and I see her needling people at seminars. She gets great results with people. She also teaches practitioners. She teaches acupuncture students, graduate students, how to get their practices going. So she has that wonderful combination of herbal medicine and acupuncture with knowing how to create a business, which a lot of us come into this, me included, coming into this whole business of healthcare with not really a clue as to, okay, we're great at what we do and we want to get better at what we do, but how do we get the people to know how great we are at what we do? And how do we do it without feeling, sleazy and have to be like a used car salesman? So that's what Nina is here to share with us tonight, is a system she calls intuitive selling. And it's a way to use your intuition to tap into what's going on with that client, or potential client usually, and help them to see the wonder and the wonderfulness of working with you. So Nina, thank you so much for agreeing to do this with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for that very kind introduction. And yeah, I'm a practitioner and I'm dealing with many of the same issues that all of you listening are. And that is constantly wanting new clients. I do plenty of coaching and I know that it can be a challenge to get in front of the right people. And I often tell a story about myself, because I felt like the early days of my business were full of lost opportunities. Mm. I wasn't super clear about who my right clients, my ideal clients were. I knew I wanted to work with people who were in midlife. And I even said people. I wasn't even specific enough to say women. In fact, one time I was at a live event in Southern California, and a friend said to me, you are in a room filled with your ideal clients. And I hadn't even noticed. I mean, I knew there were people there, but, I was kind of like deer in the headlights. I didn't know what to say to them, and I didn't always recognize when I was in a perfect opportunity situation. Mm-hmm. I didn't have prepared offers. I just didn't know what to say. Well, I shouldn't say I didn't know what to say. It was like, I feel like I don't have anything to offer these people, so why should I do the conversation, which was just silly. It was really me giving myself excuses. And it took me to the point where I really had to prove a few things to myself about how to set goals. And I'm big on setting goals. Set goals on how many consultations are you going to do a month. And set goals on how you want your business to grow. Set goals on speaking gigs, set goals on workshops, set goals on all kinds of things. And that's really what starts propelling you forward. So yeah. Number one, and we'll talk some more about this, Rita Marie and I will tonight talk about ideal clients. We'll talk a bit about what to say when you're with an ideal client. And then finally, I wasn't always able to close the business. I could understand their problems, I could be with them, but I didn't always know how to close the business. And I've learned over the years what my ideal formula is, and I'll share a lot of that with you tonight. And of course, beyond what I share tonight, I have created a whole intuitive selling program, and you can find that at ninaprice.com/intuitive-selling, and we'll get there, but I just want to let you know that's where there's more information available. And of course, we have a special opportunity for Dr. Rita Marie's students.
So I want to stop you there because there was a couple of things you said and you kind of glossed over that I think are gems. One is you mentioned consultations, speaking gigs, various things, and I think connecting the dots, because when you're first starting out, I wouldn't have connected that those are opportunities. So when explain to people what you mean when you say consultations, and given, you know, speaking gigs and all this other places, being at seminars, it's opportunities where there are going to be people who could use your services. And it's not that you're just going to go up to people and blindly just say, hey, I'm a health coach and I do insulin resistance coaching and you probably need it because, you know, your belly's hanging over your waistline and you look like you're tired, right? That's not the way we approach people, but it's seeing that, right, really taking what you've learned to observe and saying, oh, that person might be an ideal client, that person might be, in starting conversations. So explain to people what you mean when you say a consultation, setting goals for consultations.
Well, a consultation could be a formal meeting where you sit down face-to-face with somebody if you have an office, or maybe in their home, or maybe at a friend's office who's letting you use their office, and it's a face-to-face conversation where you've met someone and they say, I hear you're doing this insulin resistance program and I'd like to know more about that. In which case, it's great if you can meet face-to-face. I find that face-to-face in my office is often magic, because once they're in my office, it's almost like they've taken the step to investing in themselves, to showing up and saying, I'm really serious about this. I'm actually going to her office. But what if they live in another state? I mean, I coach,
right,
and not all the people I see do I physically see. Very often I do work on the phone, just as you do.
Right.
So what do you do with that? So you might have someone contact you via email and say, or maybe they're on your list and they say, well, I would like to have a one-on-one conversation with you. Maybe you offer in your newsletter a free consult, and that's very often a good way to get people to do that. I recently, in my newsletter, offered a free, I said, it's Menopause Awareness Month. I'm offering everybody reading this an opportunity for a free consult with me. And many people wrote and took me up on that. So there are many ways that, and we'll talk about the ways that you can stimulate those conversations. But I would say a consult or a strategy session is any time you are one-to-one with somebody who is a potential client and who fits the profile, ideally, of your ideal client. So that would mean if you're working with people on insulin resistance, an ideal client is someone who has that problem and recognizes that they have that problem, or suspects that they have that problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we talk about, so
consults. You suspect they have other things, that we go through the whole process. A lot of people don't even know they have it. And
sure,
it's a matter of identifying the other symptoms. But that really what you're talking about is an opportunity that you have with someone who you've both identified that maybe there's a fit here. And you're going to sit down with them and just explore what's going on for them, and with the intent that if it's a good fit, that you're going to naturally flow with them and make an offer for the next step, right?
Absolutely. And I would say if, for example, you're in Dr. Rita Marie's insulin resistance program, you might want to call it an insulin resistance consult or an insulin resistance strategy session. So give it a name so people know they're in the right place, because they're concerned about insulin resistance, or they're concerned about something that could be insulin resistance. And that way you've named it, and it's also more magnetic for them because they think, okay, my doctor's told me I'm pre-diabetic. I better be talking about this with someone, but I don't want to go the Western medicine route. I really want to do something more natural.
Right.
So once people have identified that they are interested in going deeper. Very often, you're at events. You're at networking events. You might be at classes. You might be at different organizations that you belong to. Perhaps you're a mom and you go to PTA meetings. Perhaps you're active in your community. Perhaps you're a yoga instructor, or perhaps you teach other kinds of classes. And you want to start sharing what you're learning from Dr. Rita Marie with those folks. So you may want to, as you have a conversation with someone, let's say you're at a PTA meeting and you run into someone you've known for some years, and you want to share that you've been taking this class with Dr. Rita Marie. I've been taking this wonderful insulin resistance class, and I'm learning all these skills, and you get really excited about that. And the person says to you, oh, well, maybe we should talk some more, because my doctor has said that I'm pre-diabetic, and I guess I really need to be doing something about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that person has self-identified as being perhaps a good client for you, and you know them, so there's a little trust and a little know, and we always talk about know, like, and trust. The most important thing you can develop in any conversation is know, like, and trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in this case, perhaps you've met this person before, and you can say, well, you know, I offer a complimentary insulin resistance consult. Would that be interesting to you? And they say, well, you know, it's complimentary. Sure, I'd be happy to do that. How do I set that up with you? And you say, well, we could meet by phone, or if you have an office or if you have someplace you can meet them face-to-face. At the beginning, you may want to meet face-to-face wherever you can, and you may not. It just depends on you. Some people are very comfortable working on the phone. I find that if people come to my office, because I do work out of an office, I have a practice, that people who show up at my office are orders of magnitude more likely to buy services from me than people whom I meet in passing or just talk to on the phone. Mm. That's been my experience, but that doesn't have to be the case. You know, there are people who are very, very effective working on the phone, and of course, in our class, we work exclusively on the phone. And there are many things you can do, even on the phone, when you can't see someone, to build rapport and to create the know, like, and trust so that people are interested in doing more.
That would be something good that people would really benefit from hearing. You know, how do you do that, right, from the start to really get this person feeling comfortable with you?
Okay. So you meet someone brand new. Perhaps you're at an event and the person asks, sitting next to you, introduces himself and says, so what do you do? So what do you say? And I think what you say is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to pretend that I'm in your class. And I'm going to say, I work with women who have been identified as being pre-diabetic or who suspect that they're pre-diabetic to lower their insulin resistance so that they don't have to become diabetic. Maybe that's not the perfect way. Is there something you say, Dr. Rita Marie, when you introduce that and talk to someone?
Mm-hmm. I probably stay away from the insulin resistance until I've felt them out to see if they even know what that is. But I usually will say, I may say something, well, I help people who are having difficulties with getting rid of that, the extra weight around their middle, and they're brain foggy and they're feeling just like low energy and they want to change that. And I help them to get their blood sugar in balance and get their hormones in balance so that they can be have the energy and the joy in their life that they want. Right? And I may wait on the insulin resistance until I hear more from them. You know, I dig it out because a lot of people don't know what it is. I teach in the class a lot about identifying people when they're what I call pre-diabetic. We call them pre-diabetic. I like to help people identify it when they're pre-insulin resistant even. and they're moving towards that. So it depends on the situation. I may say, yeah, I work with people who have blood sugar imbalances and, you know, help them too. But generally, I don't necessarily lead with that.
Okay. But I want also to go back to what you said, because you said two or three things.
Yeah.
So you identified the who. People who are brain foggy, they have resistant fat around their midsection.
Mm-hmm.
And you identified a few other specific symptoms. So
right.
That's painting a picture for them.
Yeah.
So if you meet me and I'm going, oh, gee, I do have some extra fat around the middle. And come to think of it, lately I have been a little brain foggy. So
yeah.
So you're painting the picture, and they can see themselves or not.
Exactly.
So the goal is, as you introduce yourself, you do want to introduce yourself in a way that paints the picture, so they go, oh, that's me. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I better listen up here. And then you said two other things. You talked about the results you offer them. So say what you said again.
Oh, man.
I work with...
Make it up again.
I work with people
who are having a little bit of extra weight around the middle they just can't get rid of. Their brains are foggy. They don't have the energy to do all the things in life they want to. And I help them to get their blood sugars and hormones in balance so that they can restore their energy, slim down, and feel full of clarity and focus.
Okay. And so you paint the picture of how you help them and what
right.
that does for them.
Right.
So
that's a result.
That's yeah. a result. And then you talk about the benefit so they can. So number one, you paint the picture of who. Number two, I help them to have more energy, slim down, blah, 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 so they can. When you did this the first time, you said so they can. So what
right.
are some of the so they cans?
Yeah.
What are the benefits?
Yeah, so they can excel in their career, enjoy their family, have a fun social life, travel, create a business if they want to.
Great. So they see, oh, this might be me. And then
yeah.
she helps them to have more energy to slim down. I'm thinking to myself, oh, this could be me.
Yeah.
And I really could use that. Oh, so I can have a business, or I can be more successful, or I can spend more time, you know, coaching my kids' team because I'd have the energy, or whatever
right.
it is that
exactly.
they really want. So you can see that Rita Marie is painting a very clear picture with three parts. Who she helps, how she helps them, what she helps them to do, and what's the long-term benefit that they get from what she's doing. And those three parts are absolutely crucial. So for each of you, as you think about your own practice, who you help, how you help them, and what is the benefit they get from your help. So I would say write down those three pieces. I help, and that's who you help, how you help them, what you help them to do, slim down, have more energy, blah, 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 so they can, and then fill in the benefits. What is it that the people you've helped want to do? Or the person sitting in front of you, perhaps she's a mom at PTA,
mm-hmm.
and she needs more energy, and maybe she is starting a business and could use a little more oomph so she can help her family and grow her business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's understanding who you're talking to, and that will be in context. So if you meet somebody at PTA, they're probably also a mom. But what if you met them at church, or what if you met them in the grocery store, or what if you met them at a Weight Watchers meeting, if you mm-hmm. went to such a place? What if you met them at a meetup group? What is the context for them, and how could you help them, that person? So some of what happens as you meet someone is you're introducing yourself in a way that's piquing their interest.
Yep.
Rita Marie did a great job of helping to paint the picture and help them see how she could help them and what was in it for them. And I think when you introduce yourself that way, people get curious. And once they get curious, So introduce yourself in a way that gets the other person curious.
Yeah.
And gets them thinking, oh, you know, I really need that.
Yeah.
And that's where you'll get some traction. So then they'll want to find out. They'll be asking you lots and lots of questions. Let them ask as many questions as they want. And then it will be your turn to understand a little more about what's going to motivate them. You want to help them see the difference between where they are now and where they want to be. This is called the gap between where they are and where they want to be. And you could imagine this perhaps that someone is on, some people like to describe it as an island. You know, you're on the paradise island, or you're on the island of
hell island
of where you are with the problems. And so you want to widen the gap between where they are now and where you can take them with your work. And
when
I'm
you
sure
say
you,
widen the gap, what do you mean?
Well, you want them to see that they're further away from where they want to be than they are.
Than they think they are. Yeah.
And there are many things you can do. I mean, talk a little bit. You teach a lot of data and testing and very objective measures.
Right.
And you might want to say, you know, it may make sense for us to have a consult. And here's where I can help you to find out exactly what's going in your body. And best of all, I can teach you how to put yourself on a path to better health. Would that be interesting to you?
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about how they can use some of the things they've learned in your class to give someone an idea of what to expect at a first meeting. So what kinds of testing you might do or what testing they might be interested in.
Well, we would generally, you know, what I've taught is to really get to know the person right up front, and there's a list of questions to ask them. And there are certain questions that would help them to see. You can actually start with, well, we have a little questionnaire to see what's going on with you, what's going on with your hormones, and what's going on with your digestion. Is that something that would be of interest to you? With insulin resistance in particular, we have a little questionnaire that we give people right when we start. But you're talking, though, before they actually have said, yeah, I want to work with you and pay you, and there's been an exchange, right? You're talking a consultation where you're going to help them to see that working with you is to their benefit.
Right. But this is the first meeting, so I'm meeting you at the PTA, let's say.
Okay, got it.
We're having a conversation. And you want to give them a sense of what to expect. Ways in which you can help them, but also widening the gap as you explain that. You know, you may want to be testing your blood sugar. I know that's a big part of your program.
That's a big part of it, yes.
And you may want to do some actual saliva testing, find out what's going on with your hormones, find out what's going on with your adrenals. For example, find out what's going on with your thyroid, do a blood test. And you may want to take, you know, the specifics so that as you're telling them about the specifics, you're establishing your credibility. The program you're taking with Dr. Rita Marie is giving you lots and lots of very credible tools that people understand and recognize. So you want to bring in some of what you've learned so people understand that you're the real deal, that you really know what you're doing.
Right, right, exactly. So tell us about the intuition, right, how that comes into all this. Because, you know, you're asking, these are very good questions and all, and how do we then, because, you know, when you're in a situation like that, a lot of times you're a little nervous, especially if you haven't done many before, and you're wanting to connect with the person, and I think, you know, what really would be helpful would be strategies to get beyond that. And like you say, grow your intuition. What does the intuition have to do with it anyway? And I think most people are feeling like, well, yeah, intuition is great, but how does that apply to this situation?
So Dr. Rita Marie has given you a lot of objective data and a lot of hard tools that you can use.
Yeah.
But as you're meeting people, you also need to not only be assessing what might be going on with them on a health perspective, but what is it that they really need? What is it they really want?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you ultimately offer them your coaching package, and I'm guessing that your students are going to be offering fairly high-end coaching packages. Is that right?
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about that. That's going to be our last module that we haven't gotten to yet, but we are going to be talking about how to package what they've learned and offer it in different ways. And it depends. If it's going to be one-on-one, certainly it needs to cost, you know, enough money to make it worth your while. And we'll be talking about how to set those things up.
Well, might they be working with somebody for 3 months, or
yeah.
is it more than 3 months?
Oh, yeah. I would say 3 months would be a really good length of time to be working with somebody.
I know in my own practice, I tend to set up things either monthly or in three-month segments, and
yeah.
ideally in three-month segments, because if there's a big thing going on, it's going to take a while to get to the bottom
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
I always say it's like turning a battleship, you know. If you have a very big thing that needs to turn, it's not going to turn instantly. It's going to turn in small increments. And health
exactly.
particularly, turning around some of the issues that you're dealing with are non-trivial. So it's going to be baby steps. So a three-month package could be a nice chunk of change for you. And because it's something that's a little more expensive, people want to be sure that working with you is a good deal, but that
right.
they're going to get what they need. So, of course, by being able to say, well, I've learned how to use these tools and metrics, which I have found are really beneficial, and here's why. And that's where you could tell some stories about people you've worked with. You know, I had one of my clients monitor her blood sugar, and one of the things she learned in the process was that it was a lot higher most of the time than she realized. And so that knowing led her to realize that she needed to do a major shift in her diet. We also checked her thyroid, and we found that thyroid could have been a part of it because maybe her metabolism wasn't supporting her as well. Or maybe she was having sleep problems and you checked adrenals to see how that was part of it. So again, adding in specifics so people see that you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're doing is building know, like, and trust. And part of trust is that whole credibility piece. Now, intuition is an interesting part. Intuition is a lot about mindset. It's about how you show up in any situation. And showing up is huge. You do need to prepare yourself when you're going to do a one-on-one conversation with somebody, whether it's on the phone or in person. You want to be sure that you're really clear about the what you're going to offer. You want to be really clear about what they might need. And you want to create tremendous connection between yourself and the other person. And understanding and tuning in to who the person is can be very, very powerful. So, preparing yourself. And in the intuition portion of our class, I'm partnering with my good friend Carolyn Fletcher, who is a business intuitive. And she's going to be leading the bonus pieces of the class, which are all about intuition, where there are going to be 4 intuition labs and an additional call just devoted to intuition,
mm-hmm.
where we're going to teach you some very specific skills you can use as you're in conversation with people to tune into what that person needs, what that person is feeling, how you could help them, how you can connect more effectively with them. And ultimately, at the end of the conversation, when it comes time to make your offer, to make an offer that pulls in all the data you've gotten from listening to them and
mm-hmm.
intuitively what information you've gotten so you can make the right offer and help them feel comfortable about investing in themselves with you, because that's the bottom line. One of the things I like to mention is all of us are intuitives. It's just that different aspects of our intuition are magnified in different people. Some people are very visual, and sometimes they see stuff. You might meet somebody, and you might have a visual impression. Some people hear things. People who coach and work on the phone very often hear things. Some people feel things. I know as a practitioner, I'm a person, if you're a person who can feel stuck energy in someone's body, that's a clairsentient thing that's going on. So clairvoyant would be somebody who sees things. Perhaps you're a person who walks into a room and you're just drawn visually to good people to talk to. And some people have that knack, and that is a hugely beneficial thing. Or you can tell when you're talking to someone, if you can see them, by watching their facial expressions, their body language, and other cues from their body, whether they're a good fit for you or whether they're really really getting something out of what you're telling them. On the phone, a clairaudient, some people hear what people aren't saying. I know I've been in that situation sometimes. My early days of coaching, I'd be coaching along on the phone, and all of a sudden, I'd hear something. And I know the person didn't say it, but it was a cue to me that I needed to pay attention to something. So we'll be teaching you how to tune in to your own clairs, whether it's clairvoyant, clairsentient, clairaudient. And there's another one that I learned called claircognizant, and that's just knowing. Sometimes you're in a situation, and I know when I do herbal prescribing with my clients, I will take all my data and I'll put out my possibilities, and then I'll just tune into my knowing. And sometimes what comes up for me is not what I would have thought would be the logical answer. But I know that 99% of the time when I follow what my intuition tells me, I do a better job prescribing. Same thing can be true in terms of recommendations you make for your people. So as you're having a conversation with someone, it may be just obvious to you that you need to say something in that situation, and you're not sure why. And you say it, and they go, oh, yeah, absolutely. I've had that. I remember when I was a massage therapist one time, a person came in and wanted to know why they had one-sided headaches. So I said, well, I would check it out. So I did. And as I was working on this man, I kept having a persistent picture of a baby being born with forceps. And I went, oh, come on, that's ridiculous. And the picture came back. And I went, come on, you're kidding. And came back again. So at the end of the massage, I asked. I said, you know, I'm curious. I've got to ask a question. And he said, sure. I said, did your mom ever talk about what happened when you were born? And he said, well, not really. I said, that's too bad, because I was curious whether you were born with forceps. And without missing a beat, he said, oh, yeah, absolutely I was. And I said, well, I believe that that's the cause of your one-sided headaches. I had found on the side of his head that he had the headaches on sort of a little adhesion that could have come from a forceps delivery. It was in the right spot.
Interesting.
And I pointed it out to him. So sometimes you will catch yourself getting information as you talk to people. And the more you are open to getting that information, the more you prepare yourself, and we'll be teaching you how to do that. The more you prepare yourself, the more you can learn. And that learning will help you as you diagnose, as you recommend courses of action to people, and ultimately as you offer your services. You'll know how to use the right words that will resonate with that person. And we'll talk about how to pick words. Because, again, depending on how people, you've heard of love languages. Well, the same is true in making an offer. Some people need to hear things said a certain way, and we'll talk about that too. So that's just a smattering of how intuition can play into it. And Carolyn will go much deeper, of course. She is a phenomenal business intuitive and certainly has helped me a lot in my business, just identify things that I need to be doing and spending time on, and you'll find her a fantastic resource.
Great, great. So one of the things that people have trouble with is getting to the terminology I don't really like, I prefer, but it's usually termed closing the deal, closing the sale. Usually I like to think of it as an opening, right? We're opening up a new relationship. We're getting them to say yes to themselves. But people always have reasons, like it's money, it's the time, it's the this, it's the that. And getting through that and really having a flow to a yes. So you're basically, in summary, what you've talked about so far is making a connection with somebody up front by describing what you offer in a way that feels like opens up curiosity for them, and then asking them questions in such a way that it creates a gap between where they are and where they'd like to be, and then helping to widen that gap so that they really get it. They really see that there's a gap, whereas maybe before they weren't quite so aware of it, becoming really aware of that gap. And then using your intuition to tune into maybe what's coming up for them so that you can use languaging that will help them to see that you can help them, right?
Absolutely.
But you get to this point, and then you have to – a lot of people will get to that point, and then it's like, well, okay, if I want to work with you, how do I do that, and how much does it cost? And if you do that conversation right, that's usually where you get to. It's not like, okay, well, do you think you want to work with me? You know, that kind of thing. It's usually if you do this conversation in a way that really is in integrity for both parties, you get to the point where they're going, wow, I really love to work with you. It sounds like a perfect fit for me. Tell me, how do we do that?
I also want to draw another distinction that I don't think I've made, that sometimes you're going to meet someone, maybe in a casual meeting, and then you'll invite them to come in and go deeper with you. And in the first session where you're just meeting them, your ultimate goal is know, like, and trust. So
yes.
That when you go into a deeper session where you actually will talk very specifically about, in your case, let me ask some questions, let's review a questionnaire, and let me make some recommendations about how I think we could work going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And you're fairly specific. You know, I think we need 3 months. I think we need to do this testing. And here's what working together will look like over the next 3 months. So giving them lots of specifics.
Yeah. Yep.
And at that point, when you've made those recommendations, you have in mind, maybe you have a package that you've put together, or maybe you have a specific program you offer. Maybe there's some group coaching. Maybe it's only one-on-one. Maybe there's a check-in every week. Maybe there's a group website that they belong to and they can get access to you there. Those are all tactics, but you would spell all of that out. And at that point, hopefully, people have a clear picture so they can make a decision. And then, of course, they're going to ask, as Rita Marie alluded, how much is
right.
this going to cost?
How much is it going to cost?
And I would say, of course, we'll go into much more detail about some of that, and we'll coordinate with what Rita Marie is telling you so that we're telling you pretty much the same thing, that you probably want to have in mind a fairly high-end program if you think that's the right way for this person to go. And some other possibilities if they're saying, oh, you know, that's not what I need. I really would be happy in a group program. If they want one-on-one high-end premium programs, I would definitely offer that first. So I've talked to Rita Marie. We've set up a second meeting. We're now either on the phone or in my office talking specifics. And I've made clear to Rita Marie what I would do. Well, I think for you, a one-on-one program would be fantastic. And here are some of the things that we would do together during 3 months. We would do what I call a VIP session, where you'd come in and we would do a lot of testing, and we'd take a very detailed history and all the things that she's taught you to do. And at that point, we would get you started testing your blood sugar. I don't know. I'm making up what I think you're telling them.
Yeah, no, you're doing good.
So you're speccing it out pretty in a lot of detail.
Yeah, you give them some detail, right, so they know that you're going to be thorough.
And they're excited. They're really excited. But they're nervous. At this point, one of the things you do want to do is create some tension. Mm-hmm. Because when people are comfortable, they're not so likely to spend money. But when they feel just slightly uncomfortable, spending money will often alleviate that discomfort. So your goal is to have some tension happen at that point. So I'm talking to Rita Marie, and I've told her about all these things, and she says, well, you know, how much would that cost? Well, typically a three-month program would run about $3,000. And what do you suppose Rita Marie says?
Ooh, I wasn't expecting it to be that much.
Well, at that point, you might want to compare it to something else. What would it cost if they were taking insulin? What would it cost if they were having some other dire causes, you know, the negative part. I'm just thinking up all the things that a doctor would be prescribing them. I mean, just the mere cost of insulin over a year is probably more than $3,000, I'm guessing. I've not priced it out, but I'm
probably
guessing.
But then there's insurance. So many people, the issue I think we run into with alternative health care is that people are used to paying $20 copays.
Right.
Medical stuff. So it's really a matter of, you know, so you have to be able to compare it to maybe, like they call it, the apples to oranges comparison, right? How much would it cost you to do, you know, how are you losing in your job? Like I had one person who was freelance photographer, but she wasn't able to do the work because she was exhausted. She didn't have the energy. And I said, so how much money are you losing? How much would you be making in a month if you were working, doing your trade instead of working for $8 an hour at HEB? And she, or whatever it was she was doing instead. And she goes, probably easily $3,000 or $4,000. So
exactly.
Right away there, then you have, okay, so would it be worth it to spend $3,000 or $4,000 over the course of 3 months then, so that you can then be earning $3,000 or $4,000 a month?
Exactly. Yeah. So what's it costing you?
What's it costing you in other ways? Yeah.
Yes. And sometimes, as you pointed out, it could be costing them directly. It could be costing them in salary. But it could be, there could be opportunity cost,
right,
of spending time with family or being able,
right,
to coach somebody's team or being able to support other people in the family or to work at a different kind of job.
Right.
So, again, you're widening the gap there between where they are and what they need. And money is an issue. Sometimes you will find that people will be better off doing a smaller program with you. And I never force people to do a bigger program than they think they can do. I think that doesn't serve anybody.
That doesn't serve, yeah.
So, again, that's where your intuition will kick in and say, well, I think you need to ask this and this and this question first. Let's understand the costs to them. Let's understand how big a problem it is for them. How is it affecting them in their professional life, in their personal life, in terms of their long-term potential? You know, if they don't fix this problem now, what's the possibility for them? And very often when people look at it in that context, they'll say, I'll be happy to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I've had plenty of people say, yeah, I get it. I just need to invest in myself right now, because if I don't, and I become diabetic, I see where that's going to take me, and I don't even want to go near there. I do want to head off this problem at the pass, because everybody else in my family is diabetic, and I don't want to be like the rest of them. Or I need to be a good example to my kids. I don't want my kids to get to this place, and I need to be teaching my whole family how to do this right. So sometimes it's an investment in more than just yourself. Sometimes the others who are eating with you night after night will reap the benefit too. I mean, it could be that you and your spouse or your elderly parents or even your kids are heading down a path that could be dangerous for their health. So spending the money isn't only benefiting you, it's benefiting everyone in the family.
Yeah.
Which is certainly the case over 90% of the time, wouldn't you say?
I would say for sure, yeah. I think it would go closer to 100% of the time. And it sounds like this whole area is where the intuition comes in again. It's like
big time.
Based on what you've heard them say throughout the consultation, it's like what are the pieces that are going to most touch them and move them to say yes to themselves? Because really they're saying yes to themselves, not to you.
Absolutely. They're not saying yes to me at all. I mean, ultimately, yeah, maybe a little bit. But yes, it's – and Rita Marie is so right. This is about investing in themselves and their long-term health. So many people need to be reminded that people are living longer these days. And if you are going to live longer, it's certainly better to live longer being healthy than being unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point of living longer if your quality of life is so minimal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. My mom used to say that to me. She'd say, "Well, why would I want to live to be in my 90s? You know, I'm just going to be in pain and sick and all that." And I'm like, "Huh? I don't intend to be insane or sick in my 90s. I intend to be perfectly healthy and fine and take care of myself until then." And getting them to see that potential. I had an 83-year-old woman say yes to a year-long private coaching program with me.
And what happened for her? Talk about her experience.
Well, we're still in it. We just started not that long ago. And
cool.
She's incredible. She's willing to do whatever it takes. She doesn't see like, oh, my life is, you know, getting close to winding down. I'm supposed to have all these aches and pains. She says, no, I'm supposed to be, you know, and she's running around town and, you know, all these appointments and shops for her daughter and her daughter-in-law who works full-time and picks up the groceries for her. And, you know, she just is, and that's what she wants for herself. She wants to have a very active life and be healthy, happy, and you know, full of stuff. And that's where, when you can connect with the person right at the beginning, I always like to say, what if I could wave my magic wand and things would be all better, what would your life be like? And I try to get them to really dig. Well, no, not that you would, oh, I'd be thinner. Well, yeah, and, right, and, what does that mean? You know, oh, I'd have more energy and I could do this and then I could do that. Oh, you know what, I would know what I'd really like to do, and then their eyes open up and you go, I'd really like to go and take a trek in the Himalayas. Okay? So then you have some juice to help them as they start to, you know, the objections come in and they're going, oh, I don't know if I want to, you know, how important is it to you? To do that trek in the Himalayas, and do you see
exactly.
This as a way that maybe you'll get there?
Absolutely, and yes, we'll be talking to you about how to use questions just like the one Rita Marie asked to help them clarify their own vision, because as we all know, compliance is a big issue for all of us. People may spend the money on themselves, and they may not be willing to be compliant.
Mm.
One of the most important things that you can do is create incentive for them to be compliant.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter how much money they invest in themselves, if they don't do the work, you can't help them get better. It's all about their own motivation. So your job as coach is very much motivator.
Motivating them, yeah.
And I always say, no matter what you want to do in life, you can achieve lots of results on your own, but when you hire a coach, my experience is I always get to the results faster
Yes.
And I have more insights along the way, and I'm much more driven to get there.
Yep.
And I think in the intuitive selling class that we teach, we are very clear that we show you how to be more of a motivator. We show you how you can be more effective creating the groundwork for the relationship in your initial conversation, in your consult, and then once they start working with you, talk about how to keep that accountability and motivation going so people get excited and stay excited, because sometimes it's a long road. Sometimes it does take longer than 3 months, and you've got to stay the course along with them.
Right, right. And be there, yeah, for them.
In some cases, I've taken the challenge along with people. If they say, okay, this week I'm going to do a cleanse, I'll do a cleanse with them, because I find that just the energy of both of us doing it amplifies the whole result for both of us.
Right. Well, that's the power of synergy in a group. And
absolutely.
And you know, I teach the Sinful and Resistance that I've been teaching people. We do it in a group, and now everybody that's in the practitioner training is moving into actually now going on the other side of the fence. Now that you've had a look behind the curtains on how all this is set up and how to do it, now they're going to switch and go on and be the client and actually go through the Before Be Gone program and do the blood sugar testing on themselves and go through the protocols so they get a sense of what it feels like. And yeah.
That's
and some
fantastic.
Of them have even brought some of their clients in. Some of the people had a bonus of a free client taking one of their clients through. And those of you who do, I encourage you to just stay close by with them and really work with them. And, yeah, get that experience.
So I want to reiterate, check out the page at Intuitive Selling. NinaPrice.com/intuitive-selling. And you'll see that how you can take this further is it's 4 modules of how to work with clients before they become your clients, to make it easier for them to become your clients, so more of the selling part without being salesy. And then the other piece are the intuition labs. There are 4 weekly intuition labs plus a jumpstart session that's actually next Tuesday the 15th, where we'll introduce a lot of the skills and get you ready, and each week we'll integrate the intuition skills along with the selling skills, and we'll actually practice.
Mm.
And there's a success journal and some other goodies that come along with the package. And I'd like to say that for Dr. Rita Marie's students, there is a special discount of an extra $100 off the price. And if that's of interest to you, the discount code, the promotion code, is capital D, small r, capital R, capital M for Dr. Rita Marie. So capital D, small r, capital R, capital N for Dr. Rita Marie. And if you put that in, the price goes down by $100. So it's $397 for 4 weeks of classes, 4 weeks of intuition labs, and a lot of fun. And it's really about engaging clients more effectively so that they're willing to really invest in themselves, invest in you and your programs, and investing in the results you bring. And very often I find that as practitioners, we're taught how to be good practitioners, but we're not always taught how to engage clients effectively. And how can you have a business if you don't engage clients?
Right.
And when you offer a new service in your business, perhaps you have an established business, but this is a new service, we need to be clear. We need to help you explain your new service in the way that your people need to hear it. And we're going to do some work around what they need to hear and what their issues are as well. So you're really clear when you talk to someone. You've thought it all through. And as you meet them and understand that person better, you'll know exactly what to say because you'll know what they need to hear to feel comfortable.
Right. I think that's a big key. That's a key piece is when getting that sense and that knowing of what they need to hear, and that takes practice.
And we'll offer lots of chances to practice.
Great. Wow.
Practice with us so that you can look polished and professional in front of clients.
You'll have
made all the mistakes offline. And I find practicing is so important. You know, I grew up in New York and everybody's heard the silly joke about how to get to Carnegie Hall, practice, practice, practice. But in fact, we call our businesses practice because we are practicing to be, we are practitioners.
Right.
We practice. And the same thing is true with engaging clients. It's creating connection. It's creating trust. It's creating credibility and doing it in a way that feels authentic and natural.
Right.
And when your desire for service is so big and that's clear to other people, they're often very, very happy to invest in themselves. Because they see, for you, it's not about the money. It's really your desire to serve.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. Any other parting words of wisdom and insight for folks? Or should we do one take questions?
Yeah, we could take a few. Sure, I'd be happy because I'm always curious to know what's on people's minds. So I'm going to unmute people. I'm actually going to unmute everybody and allow people to speak up. Any questions?
Hi, it's Tracy Neely.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Thank you for the insight and the information you've given us. And I actually have a question for Dr. Rita Marie, if you don't mind. Dr. Rita Marie, I look at all the programs and products that you have created, and I wonder, do you have business mentors, or do you work, or how much is working with a business coach a part of what you do? I'm sorry. Is that okay to ask that?
No, it's okay to ask that, and it is huge. It's helped me to really grow because I think having a mentor, whether, you know, if you're working on your health, you get a health mentor. If you're working on your business, you get a business mentor. I think it's hugely important. And I have taken courses that are geared towards how do you do these kinds of consultations with people and come from the heart. I didn't want to take courses on, you know, there's a lot of gimmicky stuff out there, right? It's like, say this, and it's manipulative. And that's not what we want to be. We're heart-based people, and we want to really be in the business of helping people and really connecting. So, yeah, business coaches, and Nina and I met in a program like that. That's how we met. We were doing a program that taught us how to create live seminars where we got people to really know us, like us, trust us enough to engage in business with us and offer our programs there. And that's an option as well. You can have these one-on-one consultations to fill your programs or get new clients. You can also do it from doing small seminars. So not big, you know, huge things. But
workshops.
Yeah, workshops. Thank you.
Sure.
That's the word. Workshops, right,
in
where
fact,
you have a two-hour workshop and you present, like you have a two-hour workshop and how to detect hidden blood sugar imbalances that your doctor may not even find for you or something like that. And then you get a group of people together and you say, I'd love to work. You know, I have room to take on five people or whatever, or I'm offering a free consultation, private consultation with me to three of you. And then you would move into this whole intuitive selling, create the gap. But you can create the gap there in front of the whole group of people. But yeah, business coaching is, I think it's really important as if you want to really grow your business. I starved for a long time when I first was in practice because I didn't really have a coach.
Okay. And I work with a lot of practitioners, chiropractors, acupuncturists, nutritionists, to help them with various aspects of their business. But I found that this is one of the ones that everybody deals with. And if you can do these conversations well, I would say it's a core skill, which is why I built this class, because I think it's probably the most important skill for a practitioner.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Great question.
Yeah, it is a good question.
Anyone else?
Well, this is Tracy again. I do have another question if no one's going to speak up.
Sure, go ahead.
So this is more about, you know, so what do you do question, because I would almost feel like I was going to faint if someone was going to ask me that, because after I told them what I did, they still didn't know. So I've been trying to work on really piquing their attention and how they can really ask me more, you know, instead of saying I'm a nutritionist, which doesn't mean anything.
Right.
But I still feel like I'm still trying to get there.
Well, okay. So let's go back to what we did a little earlier. Who do you help? How do you help them? And what's the benefit they get? And let's do it live. Tell me a little bit about your practice. Who do you help?
So I help women transform their lives so they feel beautiful and alive.
And how do you do that? What is it you do that helps to transform their lives?
I help them create healthy habits based on new lifestyle choices.
Okay. So I help women create healthy habits using new lifestyle choices so they can, what is it they want to do?
So they can have glowing, radiant skin, so they can lose weight, have healthier hair and nails. I work a lot around beauty because I'm also an esthetician. But I work in so many different ways, digestive and all these things that I know are not important to them, you know, because they don't want to know how I do it, right? Isn't that what they always tell you? They don't want to know how I do it.
Want to have beautiful, beautiful, radiant skin.
Yeah.
And a side benefit of beautiful, radiant skin is better health altogether, because you're going to work from the inside and the outside. It's not just the outside, right?
Right. It's for me, it's 99.9% inside, because that's where you're actually going to see someone transform externally, is when we do the work internally.
So you may want to say, I help women, and you'd say what you help them do, and you may say, and I help them from the inside and the outside. And then that will get people thinking, oh, what does she mean by that?
Yep. I like that.
That will cause people to be curious. As your goal in introducing yourself is to create curiosity in the person listening to you. Because when they're curious about you, they'll come back and ask questions. There will be this connection, this energetic connection created, because they're so curious. They want to know more. Well, how does she can? I can understand, you know, she'll do a facial on me. That's external. But how can she help me on the inside? And do I need help on the inside? And all those questions. So as you introduce yourself in that three-part way that we talked about earlier, you're creating that curiosity. And the more curiosity you can create, the deeper you can go with your conversation.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's good.
Anyone else? This is a quiet group. Well, I'm going to say that website one more time, ninaprice.com/intuitive-selling. And the promotion code is capital D, small r, capital R, small, capital M for Dr. Rita Marie.
Great. Well, thank you for that generous offer. And you see, it is a process, and when you get help, just like with everything else, just like you're helping your clients, you need to get help to get to where you want to be so that you can grow your practices and you can use these skills. Like Tracy, you know, you do some great work, right? That's the last thing they think about when they want beautiful skin. They don't think about their digestion, but we know as health practitioners that if your digestion isn't working, there's no way you're going to have beautiful skin.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and when you first said it, you didn't necessarily pique my attention. I was like, huh, what does she do? Well, I thought she was a nutritionist. What is she talking about beauty? But that whole, I help them achieve the beauty from the inside and the outside. Then I would get it. Ah, okay, the balance and the whole, yeah. So, interesting.
Okay, thank you.
And it's an ever-evolving thing, the way you describe. And you might find that it changes. That's, I think, what Nina's talking about with the intuition, depending on the audience, right? You're going to tune into what they do. Not that you're, you know, changing what you do. You're not going to just suddenly be in front of a set of truck drivers and say, well, you know, I help you to smoke cigarettes and drink beer so you can still stay healthy. You know what I mean? You're not selling out, but you're basically tuning to the audience and using the language that's going to connect with them. And I think that's where the intuition part comes in, big time.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what do you see how many? 1, 2, 3.
Do you have a question? Okay, I think we're at a wrap. What do you think?
We're at a wrap. I think so. Well, thank you so much for doing this, Nina. And I think it was very much valuable for everybody to be here. This, to me, transformed my practice, this approach of doing these enrollment conversations and having people really connect and then be like, okay, what do I have to do? Where do I sign up? And when you do it, the more you practice with using it and flowing this way, the more people are going to be begging you to sign up to work with you. And it really does work. And Nina and I both have had that experience.
We have, and it takes practice. The more people you talk to, the better you are.
Right.
And I have months where I set myself specific challenges. You know, this month I'm going to have this many consults.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about creating that kind of intention that makes it happen.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you all. So check it out, danaprice.com, intuitive-selling, and Dr. Rita Marie, Dr. capital D, small r, capital R, capital M. And we'll look forward to seeing you.
Great. And I'll look forward to speaking to all of you very soon.
Bye-bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome.